Mackenzie Atwood, welcome to the Steven Universe podcast. This is going to be our special behind-the-scenes look at the new Steven Universe episodes, Now We're Only Falling Apart, What's Your Problem, and The Question. And so today, guys, I've got storyboard artist Lamar Abrams.
Hi.
I've got storyboard supervisor Hillary Florido.
Hey.
And I've got Michaela Dietz, who voices Amethyst.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about all three. First, let's start out with Now We're Only Falling Apart.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is the start of a big arc for the gems and everything, knowing that Pink is Rose and all of that stuff.
Wait, what? So, Pink's Rose?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Spoiler. So one thing I thought about with this episode in particular was that Sapphire can see the future and everything, and I just wonder, like, how is it for you guys boarding when you have to write dialogue for a character who can see the future? Like, what goes through your head?
I feel like it isn't necessarily, like, we've been writing for that character so long, and she can't see into the future so much so that she, like, can't interact with people. Yeah. Like, she still processes her emotions and, like, everything else in real time like a person. But, you know, there are some things that she's going to be more aware of or see coming that she's also kind of, like, dealing with mentally. But I don't think it's like, you know, if I was in that position, what would I do or what would I say to, like, preempt something someone says? I don't think it's like that. She's still like, yeah.
Her ability to see the future is like avenues of the future. Like, there are several different channels that, like, this experience could go. So it's not always, I mean, she can determine usually which is the more likely outcome, but it's not like she's always like, this is what is going to happen, because you can change the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, because she also talked about, before she met Ruby, right, it was like a single path. And then I guess after that, it made it unpredictable because Ruby's just that zany.
Yeah, and she didn't have, everyone was doing their set roles. Everyone was like doing
their jobs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like Pearl.
Like not making choices for themselves.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a rule breaking thing when like something else or someone else gets thrown in and maybe she didn't consider a small element of like a mm-hmm. possibility, and then seeing that for Sapphire can kind of be really like shocking and kind of take her out of like her headspace, and you know, you see her become more emotional and less like stable and level-headed. But I think that's also what's really like nice about her, is because she can be surprised in these like really interesting ways that a lot of the other characters might not be. So yeah, she's cool.
It's kind of nice to see her own arc within that app, how at first she was mm-hmm. so angry, and then like we see her physically separating herself from people, even like when she's crying and the ice is just building up. She just wants that
Knowing.
Space. Yeah. And then by the end you see her soften. It really it was beautiful to just watch her listen and be flexible. Yeah, I like that part mm-hmm. a lot, you guys.
It was like really easy to sympathize with her and Ruby, because you know, like, you felt so bad for Ruby with Sapphire just leaving out of the blue, and then but also for Sapphire, it's like Lamar just said, like, the fact that she can see the future makes her being surprised even more, I guess it's like more upsetting to her because she should have been able to see it coming or something along those lines, right?
She mislead it. What, the business is closing? But also, I think it's also because of they believed in this person, and then when they shift that belief to themselves and to their choices and take agency, then you're active. Like, another person can let you down, or, you know, it might not be what it seems. But if you're making choices, then, you know, for better or worse, you're the participant of your own
destiny. Manifest your own destiny. Make good choices. Respect your elders. Brush your teeth.
Wash your face.
These are all important lessons. Yeah. No. We infuse these values every episode.
Mm-hmm. If you like turn down all the sound effects in Steven Universe, you just hear us whispering like good.
Did you say please and thank you?
Thing? Yeah.
Know the difference between your and your.
Wow. That's a big one for me, honestly.
Oh, for the internet, man. What?
Yes.
The world.
Come on.
So this is a completely different thing, but for this whole, a lot of this episode was Rose and Pearl. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, Rose and, or Pink Diamond and Pearl. So what was it like approaching that whole, like, story of them, like, discovering Earth?
I really like being able to make a Rose / Pink more, like, I really like humanizing her and, like, making her goofy. Like, there's one part
Lamar
where,
bored
like,
in this episode.
Yeah.
Specify that.
I drew that whole section. The part where, like, one of the Amethyst guards is emerging and she says, like, welcome to Earth. I can't remember how much of that was in the outline, but, like, you know, when we see her meet Garnet for the first time after she fuses and she says, welcome to Earth, just thinking that that's a thing that was a part of her personality and, like, thinking that, like, oh, maybe that was the first time she said it, you know, like, because she got to be relaxed and, like, really just kind of, like, be, like, a kind person and a different person and someone who, like, you know, when they saw her, they weren't like, oh, my diamond and all this other stuff. It really, like, made her kind of a more likable and relatable person that just wants to be, like, kind to others. So, yeah, it was, like, really fun to, like, do that. And even with Pearl and Pink / Rose wandering around on Earth and, like, seeing, like, the beautiful landscapes and thinking, like, wow, this is probably someone's first time seeing. It's like if you go on a vacation, like, somewhere beautiful for the first time and you're like, wow, this is amazing. I didn't know that this world could be like this. And even when she, I think, saw, like, humans, I think that was a really important, like, turning point for her. Like, she sees, like, you know, plant life and animals and stuff, but seeing humans and seeing that, like, family, I think really, like, did something to her brain. And she was just like, oh, man. So it was really nice to be able to...
With the baby.
Yeah.
Maybe she was like, oh, I'll take one of those, please.
Oh, what's that small... Small gem accessory.
Yeah.
What's that about? So yeah, just thinking about her, like, thinking of things in this kind of small personal way and getting to explore is really, like, fun to draw.
I didn't know much about Rose / Pink. And so that was the first episode for me where I was like, oh, I see so much of Steven in her. Like, her goofy little laughs, mm-hmm. the way she got so excited. You could hear almost like a Zach-influenced laugh a few times. And I love that you could see sort of a crossover. It was nice. Yeah. Nice moments. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like the duality, I guess, of, like, you know, there's the Rose and Pink, you know, her whole identity is there's two sides, you know, to the people she wants to show different sides of her personality to in order to run this whole rebellion and everything. Mm-hmm. It was, yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I think that it was really sweet seeing her and Pearl just being nerds. It was...
But they don't have any responsibilities. Their responsibility is just to themselves to, like, have fun and explore. And that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
And I imagine, like, up until that point when your whole life is just expectation, if you can shed that, I mean, that must have such a huge, I guess, bearing on how much they wanted to soak up every moment on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool seeing how much Garnet influenced, like, the whole fate of the Earth, honestly, because... Up until
Garnet.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, because if not for Garnet, then Rose probably would have just, like, scared all the gems off Earth, I guess, and just chill with humans. But it really changed everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't really consider that, how big of an impact it would have, but it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like it just circles around. It's all about Rose and Pearl are having such a good time and are so passionate about their life on Earth because it's their choice. They're the ones taking agency. And I mean, and ultimately why Garnet is so magical, it's because these two gems made a choice to move forward and do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they also had support. I mean, even like in that, like, when we saw old Garnet in that episode, she seemed very unsure and, like, didn't want to cop to, like, fusing out of choice. And then it seemed like, I don't know, she felt comfortable enough. Was that I just read that into Estelle's read. I don't know if that's right. Was that sort of a direction you guys were?
Yeah, because she's, I mean, the Gem Society is saying that it's wrong to fuse with gems that are not like you. So she's doing something bad. Like, you can't see, I'm doing air quotes right now. Bad.
She is, you guys. I can attest.
Within, like, the gem world. But it's not a bad thing.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like Rose's influence, and then that makes it even harder to, you know, because Rose was the one who said, yeah, it's okay to fuse and everything and be who you are. But then that makes it harder. You know, it's just taking the good with the bad when it comes to Rose.
Mm-hmm. What, harder looking back for Garnet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Because she feels like she was misled in her whole, what?
Her whole existence. Everything that she, yeah, like, thinks and, like, feels.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I think that's a good place to just to stop and transition into the next episode, where we're going to be talking about how Amethyst is dealing with all this. It's called What's Your Problem? So we're going to be talking to Lamar, Michaela, and Hillary about that one coming up next.
Been putting off buying new glasses? Zenni Optical offers a huge variety of high-quality, stylish frames and state-of-the-art optics, starting at just $6.95. We've got all the great frame styles you want in materials like titanium, carbon fiber, and high luster acetate. Plus, Zenni offers prescription glasses and sunglasses. So at this great price, you can build your eyewear wardrobe. You can get 10% off your entire order with code 360. So visit Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I, today at ZenniOptical.com and use code 360.
So, Hillary, Michaela, and Lamar, let's talk about What's Your Problem. This one is a big...
I'm like, well, we have a lot.
We got a lot of...
You don't have enough time for these problems.
Listen.
So, you accept HMO. Okay, cool.
So this is this one is an Amethyst episode, which is already just great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, of course, always. And this one, I felt like focused so much on Amethyst, like, you know, maturity and her character growth. What was it like for you, Michaela, like seeing, like having to voice that and sort of see the arc for Amethyst?
Oh, it was great. I would say that the way that Michaela deals with any sort of crisis.
You just said the way that Michaela deals with any sort of
yeah, you? It's true. I'm talking about myself.
Okay, okay.
Don't worry, just wait for it. I'm going to get to it. Right. But like the way that Hillary just looked at me like I was losing it. But the way that Michaela deals with like emotional confrontation, whatever, is very similar to Amethyst. I think I could see, so for me, it was not that hard because I could totally identify with like, oh, whoa, bottling things up, pretending everything's okay. There's a lot of deflection in there and just immediately wanting to like take care of someone else so that maybe Amethyst and Michaela don't have to deal with all the hurricane of emotion inside of themselves.
Mm. Wow.
we get real. It gets real, man. I love it. No. I feel like I feel like I'm the same way, because it's like if someone else is having an issue and it's like, well, it's rooted in like I won't want to avoid confrontation, you know?
Yeah.
So it's much, much easier to just like, you know, worry about someone else.
Totally.
And it's funny because Steven and Amethyst are both that way.
Yeah.
So they're both right. Just worrying about
Except
each other.
They handle it very differently, but yes. But I think, you know, seeing their relationship in that episode, it was really nice. I think everybody needs some sort of a support system or a friend like Steven, who is okay with having adult conversations and talking with things and saying, hey, it's not great to bottle things up. Let's just talk about it. You know, whether that's a friend, a family member, a therapist, whoever it is, a teacher. I don't know. I'm just listing out people now in the community, but the mailman, you know.
Just someone who, when you turn into a helicopter and try and fly away from your problems,
yeah,
they'll be the ones to jump onto your helicopter body and... and ask you about your feelings.
Sometimes you just want to be a helicopter and just leave everything behind.
She was like pretty fierce though. That helicopter thing, I'm like, you really want him off. You're not just trying to scare him. You want him off.
Yeah. Well, she knows he can like float. He'll be okay.
I guess. I was fearing for his life. I was a little like, David!
Oh my goodness. I really like that Amethyst wants to be like a support, or that also that you can be a support and also express your own feelings when you and your buddy have a similar problem.
Yeah.
I like that. Because I really feel like she is honestly trying to be there for him. And she's not asking how he is just so that he'll ask how she is.
Right. I think she legit cares.
Which, I know that trick.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing. You just want me to ask how good your weekend was.
Right.
Hey, Hillary, how was your weekend?
Your weekend was better than mine.
Mine was awesome. Mine was awesome.
Wow. Sometimes people are just interested.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah, sometimes.
Wait. Who is... During, like, a pitch or anything, like, how do you guys decide what Amethyst is going to shapeshift into? The little...
It's always
little...
a helicopter.
Yeah.
It's, like, the first on the list is, like, she turned into a helicopter and, like, no. It's, like, wait, we can't, like, use up all our helicopter moves in one go.
Right. No, I feel like nothing will top the baby seat.
Like, oh, yeah.
Baby seat.
That, yeah.
I like that one.
I forgot about that
one.
I never see
it
coming. I'm like, oh, God.
And it's also like, safety first.
Yeah, safety first.
Yeah. Oh, was that... I remember it was like, I don't think she was in the scene. And then it was like, what is this baby seat? Like, where are we going to get a... Does Greg have a baby seat? We have to draw a baby seat now. God, what are we going to do? Amethyst. Amethyst could be a baby seat.
Oh. Yeah. I do remember one thing from recording. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll tell you. It was when Amethyst is underwater and she used to gargle. She's like, Ruby, like, but with water in her mouth. And I remember I actually put water in my mouth.
Oh. Wow, that's how you do it.
But I think they probably didn't use that because I heard other sound effects in there.
Like your mouth, like mouth sounds.
Ugh, Lamar. Come on. This is a beautiful day.
Michaela is adverse to mouth sounds.
So wait, did you like tilt your head back and like gargle?
Yeah, I remember I took a swig of H2O and then I was like, gar, and I like gargled it and I was like, Ruby.
Okay.
I feel like they kept it. It sounded real.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was convinced.
They must have added on some other effects because it sounded extra like underwater cartoony.
I think there was probably some bubble noises.
Maybe that's what it was at the tail end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that happened.
So what do you guys think about, you know, Amethyst deciding to, you know, she didn't want to dump another conflict on Steven, that it wasn't his fault. It wasn't either of their faults, but I feel like that's something that they share in common, you know? And so she wanted to, like, shield it from him. What do you think? Do you think it was a good move? Or, like, because I was thinking, I was sort of, like, juggling this in my head. Like, if you shield him from his mom's legacy and all of the fallout and everything, then it's just, you know, it's eventually going to catch up to him, right? Or do you just dump it all on him at once? Like, what's the best avenue, you guys think?
Well, Steven knows all the backstory. It's not like she's not hiding information. She just doesn't want to burden him with someone else's additional frustration about the situation.
Right.
I also think, you know, asking if it's good or bad, that's tricky. I think to me, it seemed like she whatever she was doing out of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, for sure.
I think it's kind, but ultimately unhealthy.
No.
Like, you grow and heal more if you talk about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can still be strong and be like, hey, I'm weak.
Yeah.
If you're weak, it's sad.
and then they don't have to face it, like, right away either, you know, like, right after everything had just fallen apart, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's important, too, is, like... It was interesting seeing how each of them focused, like, because Steven was very focused on the task. He didn't want to think about anything else. He was like, we're going to go find Ruby, and this is going to be what we're going to do. Whereas Amethyst wanted to think about literally anything else to try and cheer Steven up.
A lot of food items, yeah.
Yes.
What is on that pizza?
Seriously, you guys, what is on that pizza?
I don't know.
Also, on my new to-do list is eat pizza with a spoon.
Yeah,
that
like,
was
what?
Wild.
That's not a pizza anymore. That's just a... I don't know what it is, but it's not a pizza.
I don't know. She gave him spoons to eat the pizza.
There were just like a lot of fishes in there.
Yes.
Was it from fish stew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're like, oh, Natch.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the fish stew, like the spoon pizza.
I'm just gonna stop eating pizza.
That's how you eat fish, with a spoon.
Oh, you guys, what if there is a whole sea bass stuffed with pizza? Flip that script.
Like a pizza roll?
I thought you were going to say stuffed crust sea bass.
Oh. Like,
sea bass all the way around the pizza in the crust.
That's too much. Okay, this is also kind of random, but there's this moment where Pearl was like, slowly descending into tears with Sapphire. I just really thought it was very funny
in the beginning.
Yeah, at the original, yeah, the OG.
Remember, Amethyst is playing video
and
games,
they just start sobbing. Wait, did you do this episode?
And Dee Dee has a hilarious ugly cry sound.
It's really good.
It's so good.
I don't know.
The face is what sells it to me
every single time. I'm like, oh, they're crying.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's like so especially funny. When we pitch it, it's like, oh, they're gonna cry, and people are just like, ha.
What? That's what, like, I don't understand.
I think that must have been in the outline because story wise, narrative, like, Steven goes off with Amethyst.
Or,
like,
yeah,
Amethyst
you're right.
has to go with Steven, so.
Like, it's not funny, but. Like,
but it's
but it so funny.
We're on the other side of, like, we can make her not cry. You know, like, yeah. We are in control of if she cries or not. So it's like, when you decide to do it, it's like, heh, okay.
We know she'll be okay. They'll be okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Also, I love how Pearl's trying to comfort her and just saying all the wrong things. But, like, trying so hard to help
Maybe
her
that's him. Why she was like, right. Oh, my God, I can't believe I said all those things. What was I thinking?
I loved the idea of Amethyst being the most mature of the group, and she's like, oh no, this is what this is. And then she starts throwing a tantrum, like, this is
like a baby.
Perfect. Yeah.
Anything to counteract responsibility, I'm sure.
Right. Which I thought was, it was very fitting. But what do you guys think about how this shows, like, her coming back, going back to, like, her growth from, you know, season one or whatever? Like, what are your thoughts?
I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts because you've grown
so much.
Oh my gosh,
I'm so proud of you.
You used to be a baby,
a little baby with lots of anger.
Oh, I love.
Did you foresee this happening? Like, did you guys know that you wanted her to develop emotionally?
I think so. Like, I don't know. I remember in writing meetings, Rebecca talking about like just ideas about Amethyst's future, and it feels like she has the most like growth because she was the baby of the group, mm-hmm. and she could learn the most just from the examples of the others.
Yeah.
And
she's more so than an authority figure, like Pearl and Garnet kind of have that going on. She's like a sibling.
Yeah.
Right.
So she's got a lot of parallels with Steven. And I feel like it makes sense that she would do this for him because Steven's done it for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love their friendship.
It's pretty
it's great. Mm-hmm. Also, Smoky Quartz. Hashtag best fusion.
That's another
I am O-H. I am O-H. No. I am H-O.
Yeah, sorry. I was going to say.
In my opinion.
Humble opinion.
In my opinion, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey. Wordsmith over here.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up with that. And then we got one more episode to dig into, and that's The Question. So Lamar, Michaela, and Hillary are all going to be back to share some awesome insight with us on that one coming up. All right. So the last new episode that we're going to get to today is called The Question. So Lamar, Hillary, and Michaela, you guys have all seen it. So let me just start off by, let's just talk about like the different ways of coping that we see with Ruby. Because we've seen, how Garnet and Sapphire and Amethyst and Steven have all kind of reacted to this, but Ruby has a very different reaction. What was it like coming and seeing that from her?
I, too, bury my feelings by reading comic books. I only realized that recently. I was like, oh, I plowed through so many books as a child.
Wow.
I mean, for, I guess, as soul-searching as this episode is, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. It didn't feel like a downer. It was like, I'm glad she's getting some time to herself. Like, that's important.
Yeah. it also is nice to see how her support system really wanted to, like, do it for her health. Like, even though at first he was like, no, you're my favorite couple. But then he's like, you know what? You're right. You do need this. And I support you.
Yeah.
And just shouts out to Greg, you know?
Greg's the man.
Greg is so
he's just
cool.
the ultimate alien therapist.
He's such
every
a
time.
Good man.
Like, he really is.
Good.
They just should have known when Ruby went missing. They were like, first thing, we should go check with Greg because you know he's going to be
there for people.
Comforting.
Yeah. Awesome.
He is.
And I also love how he doesn't take himself too seriously, but he does acknowledge the weight of things. I love when, what was that line about, like, not knowing that Rose Quartz is pink diamond?
And he's like, did you know that I was Gregory DeMayo?
Yeah.
It's all like, relative, man.
I love it.
He's just breaking it down to the bare bones.
I loved the look of this episode. Yeah. I loved everything about it. The music. Did you guys have so much fun talking about it before you did it? Were there a lot of ideas flying around in terms of what you wanted to do with it? Or?
Is this like Mickey and Jeff?
Yeah, this is Mickey and Jeff.
Yeah, I think is this Mickey? Or no, she's...
It's not her...
It's an early one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah,
she did some... She's great.
Yeah. They like knocked it out of the park. And I don't know, this was like a perfect episode for them. And it came out beautifully.
I laughed and I cried.
That's the magic formula.
And I learned a lot.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Just another Steven Universe episode. Mm-hmm.
Just a dash of learning on top of
it.
Bam. Learn.
Was it in Angie did the comic book?
Oh my God. So good. I was blown away by Angie's, like,
it's beautiful.
The style she used.
Give me that dry brush.
Who's she?
What? What does that mean? Can you explain that joke?
Oh. it's just
to
like,
a non-artist person.
It's an inking technique. You get kind of like a dirty, scruffy look.
Ooh.
Dry brush.
Dry brush.
Brush is dry.
It's not wet, so it's
like
smooth.
Like in the west, you got that dry brush.
Yeah, because it's hot, then you're in the desert, you're in the water, so.
It's brush. It's dry.
Yeah, were we referencing like Mobius?
No.
Lonesome
Lasso?
What's that comic? Like, Blueberry? There's a specific style that
was.
Was
there
like,
a specific?
Yeah, like Rebecca had a book by this comic artist, and. We were going for a look there, and Angie did, like, an amazing job replicating it and making it, like, really selling it.
It's beautiful.
I remember seeing her, like, work on it and being like, what the heck is that? Because it just doesn't look like anything else, like, in the show.
So is that what happens? Like, she would just work on the comic book, and then you put it into the scene later?
Yeah. I mean, she works on it as it's shown on the screen.
Oh, like, okay.
It's not like she made that whole comic book doesn't exist.
right. No. Yeah, I'm aware that it's.
I don't know, man. Sometimes, maybe I thought that as a kid. Okay, maybe I thought that.
Like they made a whole comic book.
She normally does background
props. Props, yeah.
That's
it's props so and effects.
Props, right, yeah. Right. Then this was have been crazy challenge, but like it ended up really.
Yeah.
Like, it's just amazing.
Well, it's always hard doing drawings in a drawing.
Yeah, like, I think that's what's, like, the most striking thing is, like, when you find an art style in a cartoon that makes it look different. It's like when a cartoon turns on television. Like, didn't they used to do that in, like, Muppet Babies? Like, they'd turn on the TV,
and
the TV would be, like, real clips of, like, our media. But there's no cartoons for cartoons.
They are drawing
breakfast friends.
Do they know?
Yeah, but it's like, you know, like you have to draw them like differently to get that that's a cartoon and not like a live action thing in this world.
Right.
Or in their world or whatever.
I love this conversation.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question. What did you guys think about the song? Because that's like, I mean, this is totally unrelated, but yes, I loved it. What did you guys think?
I remember that when I got the demo, it was just Jeff singing. And I just love his style. I feel like all of his, everything he writes has a little bit of a twang in it, you know? So this, I like that he really amped it up.
He's like secret country all along.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's like, just waiting.
Charlene's singing is amazing. I mean, her whole performance in this episode is...
It's so nice to hear her. I forget. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
It reminded me of On the Run, the song in that one.
Basically, everything that Amethyst has, every Amethyst song has been a Jeff Lu song.
Wow.
A Jeff Lu creation.
Awesome.
Creation.
Is that true?
I know that, yeah, Tower Mistakes, On the Run, yeah. This one, I think Jeff was the main person on all.
Mm. Go Jeff.
Yeah, go Jeff.
Good hustle.
Good job.
That's his brand. There you go. I also love that just like as soon as Ruby is free to go do her own thing, she's like, I'm gonna be a cowboy. Like that's what's been
the
festering underneath the surface the whole time.
Yeah. I am a little sad she didn't choose Dalton Tail.
She just would have been like
very different episode.
Yeah. That would have been a wet brush.
Wet brush.
That's the sound of the brush.
Oh, of the dolphin brush, yeah. It's just squeaking. Well, that's all we have for today.
And we're
sorry. You guys, the Amethyst horse, though.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
That I'm so glad that was. I'm glad that's canon.
Yeah.
That happened.
That horse transformation.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So extra, so perfect.
I love it.
I know, the full body rotation. Yeah. I was like, wow.
I wonder if they overlaid sound over my horse sounds.
Oh.
To amp them up.
There was definitely some sort of, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say that you're not, you know, making the full
really
horse sound
horse
because
sounds,
yeah, I know. No, not to, you know.
Discredit
not
your
to discredit. Yeah. But I think that, I'm okay. Fairly sure.
The horse brush.
I'm fairly sure that was some sort of horse.
Yeah, I think so too.
At
it
some
sounds
point.
Like an amalgamation of some awesome Michaela Vio work and mostly a real horse.
Did they bring that horse into the studio?
Yeah.
Say like, all right, this is like the famous Hollywood horse.
Yeah. Through the door. That's exactly how voice acting works.
He's Mr. Ed's apprentice.
Lil Ed.
Yeah, Lil Ed. Lil Eduardo. What?
We are living with a carrot on a stick.
Yeah.
Yep. That's how cartoons are made, just like that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's the info you only get on the podcast.
You heard it here first.
I was just thinking, like, this whole Ruby app, you know what I liked about it? It's a nice reminder that you can never truly know what's going on with someone just from the outside. Mm-hmm. You can't assume that everybody's... Mm-hmm. You can't assume that, you know, someone's life is perfect or someone's perfectly content, like... Everybody has something.
Yeah.
And again, communication. You just gotta ask. You gotta talk about it.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that reunion was so deserved. Mm-hmm. I loved
that
it.
That proposal.
I loved every second. True. Yeah.
Wait, before we talk about how beautiful that proposal was, I was gonna say that I like that she doesn't have to be with someone, but she wants to be with someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we high five on that? Amen.
That? True. It was like that.
It was just like.
We're not even touching hands. We're just clapping by ourselves.
We're just high-fiving each other.
Okay, now
we're high-fiving ourselves, you could say.
Good job.
Okay, we can talk about the pros now because that was pretty boss.
It was beautiful. The color design was
amazing. Mickey boarded that, yeah. I feel like
so great.
She was so into drawing that. Like, you could feel it
yeah.
in the pitch and, like, in the way... Like, the dialogue and everything was very, like, Mickey.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me again about these new episodes.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen. Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.